Hey, Barrett Eagleston here, your celeb expert and your celeb savant. Celeb Savant is a weekly entertainment show. We have long-form career retrospective type interviews with celebrities, singers, actors, and industry experts. On this episode of Celeb Savant, I'll be speaking to Citizen Deep. Now, Citizen Deep is a South African Afro-tech music maven. He was born in Soweto and has a natural aptitude for music. He released his first studio EP at 15 and is no stranger to dance floor fillers, with recent hit singles such as Elizwa from his first studio album Arcade and successful EP releases such as Ntima, Energy and Image. This is Celeb Savant with Citizen Deep. Okay, this is Celeb Savant, and today I've got live in studio with me Citizen Deep. Mr. Citizen Deep, how are we today? What's happening in your life?
I'm awesome. I don't know. What date is it today? What month is it?
It is August.
The weather is hot and cold at the same time. But I'm good. I'm having a good time here. I'm awesome.
Brilliant. Now, let's start from the very beginning. Tell us how you got into music and how that led to where we are today.
Yeah, the music story, I like saying it no matter how many times because it takes me back. You know, growing up, I was a cheese boy, so I always had access to a computer.
Okay.
I'm from Soweto, by the way, so not everyone has that. And that's why I was always at home. And my uncle is a DJ. He influenced my brother to do so and my cousin to do so.
Okay.
And these guys were obviously older than me. And I liked seeing them do what they do, but I had a curfew, so I always had to stay at home. You know, couldn't be out after 8. And if anyone knows, 8 o'clock, that's around the time people actually start preparing for these parties and going out. So I had no hope there. But I had a computer and I was like, you know what, let me just stay at home, figure these things out. My brother came back with a software, DAW, where I could put together some sounds. And then I said to myself, if I can't go out and play, they might as well just go out and play my music. So that's what I went for.
Oh, that's interesting. Tell us what inspires you to create music. Is it the same now as it was then, or what is your creative process?
It's never going to be the same. You know? Music has that evolutionary aspect to it. So with time, it always changes. Like I mentioned, I'm from Soweto. Soweto is very diverse, you know, from the ethnic groups, the music that we listen to. There are so many influences. So my music is inspired by where I come from and, you know, the interest also, wanting to explore and become experimental with the sounds.
Do you write the music, the lyrics yourself, or is it a collaborative process?
It's always collaborative. I do help out sometimes when it comes to writing, but I believe in artists being artists. If I create a beat, like I said, music and surrounding inspires me. So it makes sense for me to put together a beat and send it to someone and let that music inspire a certain writing from someone else. Yeah.
And do you normally collaborate with the same artists, or do you change it up every single time? How do you choose who you collaborate with?
Collaborations are based on energy.
For me. I like that, yeah.
You know, we meet up first. I learned this from Berita, actually, when we started working. We had built a relationship, like a solid one. We chill, fry meat, talk, play our favorite music, so now we get to understand each other. You know, which is why I don't only have one song with her. It's easy for us to be creative, you know, and it's the same process with most people that I work with now. It makes it very easy for you to try out something new because now we understand each other. And yeah, for me, the energy, if it's right, we'll just keep on making more music. There's no limitations to how many songs we can make even.
I like that. That's absolutely true. Now, tell us about your latest album. What inspired the tracks? You mentioned already it's from your surrounding Soweto, but let's dive deeper into your favorite songs. Tell us more about this specific latest album that was released a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Arcade 2. I was very scared, you know, very scared.
Wait, why were you scared?
Because I dropped Arcade 1 exactly a year, not exactly a year, but in July last year.
Okay.
I dropped the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And that album sounded so amazing to me. I connected with it so much.
Yes.
So now as an artist, if you put together a body of work, the next one needs to be like, you know, you need to be consistent with this thing, or else you can't hit and miss. You must keep on doing the right thing. So after that one dropped, unfortunately, we went through a level 4 where we couldn't go out and, you know, I couldn't see the music connect with the people. But with the second one, the nerves got to me like, wow, I'm going to have to put something as beautiful together. But being out in the streets also, you know, because the restrictions were lifted, now I get to see people connect with the sound. I see what people appreciate or connect with more, and I infuse that with the sound. I met more people who are actually on the album. And the cover arts are the same. That's what inspired, like, you see, it's like a trilogy, like The Matrix. There's a third one coming. I know that for sure. But yes, the Arcade 2 is my baby right now, and it's doing well. It's out on all platforms. And fun fact, Arcade stands for a rare collection of art designed to entertain.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's super cool.
Yes.
So this little bit of trepidation or fear or scariness, as you mentioned, did that at any point, how do I say, limit you and say, okay, this song's not good enough means I'm not going to release it because it's not a good, where there's a lot of comparisons between the latest and the previous that allowed you to prevent some stuff to be released?
I don't want to sound pompous, but I like to believe that I don't miss.
Okay.
You know, music is a feeling for me.
Okay.
And it evokes certain emotions, obviously, which is why I could never say to myself, no, this song doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
I take my time with the sound. I take my time with the music. I'm open to getting people, you know, give me their honest opinions. I need someone around me who can say, this doesn't work.
Or, okay,
try it. Let's try it like this. Which is why with the collaborations, I get people who we can vibe to that certain point. Which the moment the music was being played for the people, you know, I'm with Sandile right now. He's a sound engineer.
Okay.
You know, and we talk about these things. And the more I saw people connect the music before the album came, is the more I became more confident and less scared. So there were no limitations in the process of the album. It was always a matter of, how does this song make you feel? What do you think we can, you know, add or remove? So, yeah, there's always been people around me who ensured that that scariness is taken away.
Okay. How do you see people, not from your immediate circle, but they're listening to the public audience, how do you see that they connect with your music? What is the ways that you relate to that? That person is enjoying the song.
Well, thank you so much for gigging again, you know, so we get to play the music and see people connect with the music. We have social media also, where you get props from so many people. They tag you on so many posts. You see your numbers, you know, how much people listen to the music. So I think there are so many factors, little things also. From Soweto, like I said, people like putting big sound systems in their cars. And, and one car just drives past and they're playing the music that you put out. So I get to see it with the small things, from the gigs to the radio play, people tagging me on socials. So, yeah, I see the love from different directions.
I love that. But you mentioned social media. Now, we know there's the positive and negative of social media. The trolls, or whatever you want to label them, the negativity. Do you even take time to look at them, read them, let it absorb into your space, or do you completely ignore them? What's your relationship with social media?
Social media to me is a happy place.
Okay.
Because the negativity has always been shut out, you know. Like, you can't have 2 million get into your account and then just move because you just lost 10,000. You understand? There's more good happening in on social media for me. Or, you know, I'm focused on the good more than anything else.
Okay.
I can't have a phone filled with notifications that my phone becomes so overwhelming where people are actually excited and they love the music, and then my day gets ruined by just one or two comments of people being negative. You know, it's a matter of approach. Social media is a happy place. I go on social media for laughs, to get put onto new music also. You know, most artists use that, if not all, to tell people, this is what I have out, and I've been doing the same. And yeah, man, it's all love for me.
Okay.
I don't get to see the hate.
Well, that's good. I like that, the way that you focus on the positive. Because a lot of people, they have all hundreds, thousands or thousands or hundreds even of positives, and then they see that one or two negative and they focus on that.
Yeah.
And their energy goes all into that, never mind the hundreds or thousands of positives that they receive. So it's amazing that you've already got into your mindset and your zone. Cool. I'm going to focus on the positive. Yeah. Negative, you can just duck and dive.
Yeah. Like, no matter how good you do, people will keep on talking.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't please everyone. If you try to please everyone, you'll end up pleasing no one at all. So that's what I've always believed in.
For those guys listening, I strongly recommend you look at or Google the album cover for Arcade and Arcade 2. It's beautiful images and designs. Never mind listening to music. Listen to music as well. But yeah. Check out the cover. Tell us more about that cover. Who designed it? Did you do it yourself, or how did it all come to be?
With the Arcade series, social media, like I said, is a very beautiful place if you want it to be. So I was scrolling down my phone and I saw someone being given his flowers, you know, based on the artworks that he did. And I saw it, I was like, my brother, I love your work. He goes by the name of Nkosana Nkomo. I love his work. I was like, okay, I want to drop an album. How much do you charge? This is what the album is going to sound like. And I did not even once, you know, direct or instruct him to work on a certain theme for the cover. I just let the music inspire his art.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, it now, after the cover's out, I had to find a way. I'm not gonna lie, this is not a PR answer. I had to find a way to be like, okay, sharp show, how do we explain this? You know, how do we put this into words? But with the new Arcade, I love it because it's blossoming.
You know,
it's blossoming. There's so nice flowers there. I got flowers in my eyes. Even though a friend of mine is telling me that it's got a movie reference, but it's dope. And then there's a 50 Cent pendant chain there.
Yeah.
And if any real guy knows from the hood, they know that we used to play arcade games. We insert the 50 Cent coin to just rock, you know. So yeah, I think I really like how Nkosana approached the both covers, actually, but this one that I'm focused on right now is the recent Arcade. So it's blossoming and it's got that five up coin there.
I like that. Now, if you had to describe your music as a feeling, a genre, and how would you describe it to the audience?
Well, it's Afro house and it's Afro tech. But I like to say it's a hybrid. You know, it's a mixture of all these sounds that I've been hearing, all the types of music that I've been enjoying also, because music has been inspiring my music all this time. So, but to be technical, we'll say, no, it's Afrotech and Afro House, but it's a hybrid of everything, a mixture.
Understanding that you've been working specifically in this hybrid, is there any type of genre that you have yet to tap into that you'd like to create music in?
No.
I'm
an experimental person.
Yes.
So even yesterday I was in the studio and we were working on something along my piano line. I'm always open to, you know, learning from other people and other genres also. So I've been doing that for like my whole career musically. So I've been experimenting and tapping into the other sounds. Like, I like to believe I am a musician and not just the house music producer or house music DJ.
And are there any artists that you have as yet to collaborate with who you'd like to?
Oh, yes.
Tell us who.
And, you know, if you asked me this question like a month ago, I'd be like, nah.
Okay.
I'm good. Because now I get to, I'm hearing the artists evolve, you know, when they tap into the scene. So I'm loving Ami Faku's work.
Yeah.
Really love to get in studio with her because she don't miss. Something Soweto also. For now, yeah, those two. On the top of my list. I'd really like to work with them.
What changed in the last month? You mentioned a month ago it was no and now it's yes.
Yes.
Was it just seeing them evolve, or what was the clink in your mind that, okay, well, I am willing to collaborate with these people?
So when I was in the Arcade 2 mode, the creation mode, I had a tunnel vision. I was like that horse with the things there, what they call those things. Those things. I told you the English when I'm on mic. But yeah, okay. I had a tunnel vision and I was so focused on what I was doing, and anything that I heard was force fed. You know, either a friend plays it for me, but I was not so much into what other people were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then Arcade 2 dropped. Now I can get to sit back and you know, scope what's happening in the music industry, and now I get to have my favorite artists also and listen to where South African music is and the standard. And you know, with that process, I've become bigger fans of these people.
Okay.
Because I'd never even think of these people in the first place, because now I'm in the studio mode, I'm thinking about the collaborations that I have, and those are the artists that are on the top of my head.
Yeah.
So if I was asked, who do you want to work with, I'd answer and say, I've already worked with people that I want to work with.
Yeah.
Because here's RK2, here are these people. But now, you know, stepping back from the creative process a little bit, I get to connect and consume music, not like a producer, but as a, you know, as a mass, one part of the masses.
Yes.
So yeah, that's what happened. That's how it changed.
So would you say that when you are creating and in the zone of creating an album, your mind is so focused on that, that any outside musical elements, you just have to shut out and focus on that. And then once you've released it, you take the time to just chill and let those other music influences pour in?
Not to contradict myself.
Yeah.
I don't focus on external things.
Okay.
However, if it happens organically that I get inspired by something that I hear, then I'm going to, you know, look into it and try to understand it more. But it's not a main thing that I'm going to do. Like, okay, now, like, another thing, it's so weird that artists are like, hey, I'm back in studio, because that's what you do for a living, you know. So people step out in studio and just chill. I'm always in the studio.
Okay.
But when now there's a body of work that I'm focused on, I don't want to derail from that.
Okay.
You know, but then when you hear something that inspires, when you have an idea, or when you hear someone on the radio, like I gig a lot. So now when it's time to go back home, I don't want to hear the douche douche in the car. Just press the radio there on my tape, and I hear something refreshing. I'm like, oh, who's this? You know what? We'll pay attention to that.
Yeah.
But if it happens that, oh, now it's coming together, now it's making sense with what I'm creating, then we move on that.
Tell us what you enjoy about gigging. And performing.
Gigging, I feel like a star. I like the lights.
Okay.
I like the music, you know. I get to see people at their happiest, I guess. People smiling, people dancing, appreciating the music, you know. It goes back to when you asked me what got me to do this, and I was like, I had a curfew. Now I get to experience these things. I get to go out and see how people connect with the music that I have created.
Yeah.
And music that my friends, my fellow, you know, artists are working on also. I'm able to play these things and see how people connect, you know. And traveling also, when it comes to gigs, you get to see that different places appreciate music in different ways. And it grows you as an artist.
You mentioned earlier that your family, I think your brother, your uncle, and that, are they still performing and DJing?
Yeah, for them it was more of a hobby now,
yeah.
I get to see, you know, because they were older and now I'm young. I grew up into it. They just were doing this. My brother is he's passionate about IT, so he's been there in the IT space. My brother will play for you 3 hours set for free, you know, just, you know, it's a hobby for him.
Yes.
You know, also, he just does it for fun, you know, same thing with my cousin, but my uncle's got a sound hire. A company. He's the one who actually set up the sound at the listening session that I had for my album before the album dropped.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. And his younger son went to school for these things now, because it's a family thing now.
Yeah.
But with the people who actually inspired me, they are doing their own thing, but they do support me also. So that's beautiful.
Citizen Deep, where does that name come from? How did it come to be?
Ah, Citizen Deep. You know, I don't like this question, because because the evolution of the stage name had to go through some embarrassing ones that I don't want to get into.
Okay.
Because those are the ones that stick. No. But Citizen Deep, it was.
Tell us one or two of those stories.
You see. But before Citizen Deep, it was actually Deep Citizen.
Okay.
Yeah, and then before Deep Citizen, it was just Deep Sea. That's two, ne? Yeah, so it's fine. Because from there, it gets more embarrassing. But a friend of mine in high school suggested that, you know what, let's just flip it the other way around, because it's got a nice ring to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, now people can actually gossip about you, even though they try to whisper, all you hear is like, there's no other one, it's just me. Now I know they're talking about me. So I really do like the switch. But
okay.
Yeah, it was an evolution. I had to put together, I had to go through all these. Even my dad once gave me a stage name. But
What was her name?
He called me C-Rock.
C-Rock?
Yeah, like a C-Rock.
C-Rock. Okay.
Not C-Rock like the gin.
Yeah.
So he called me C-Rock and I was like, why is this guy calling me this? I don't like that. But then, yeah, you know, I grew and I found Citizen Deep. Hey. Yeah. Yo, this is crazy.
I'm now going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
I would like from you, top of mind, not deep thought required, your top five favorite songs by other artists. Go.
I'm gonna. Wow. Okay. All thanks to my friend Sandile, who's in the studio with me right now. Yeah. He puts me onto a whole lot of music.
Yeah.
I like, what's this song? It's called Trust Fund. It's by the Scorpion Kings, ne? Yeah, it's by the Scorpion Kings. That piano vibe. I like Kendrick's new album.
Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mother, I what? Do I actually like the whole thing there?
Yes.
What else do I like? I like Citizen Deep's new album. I like that single that's out on Citizen Deep's album.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Okay, but you still need to give me three more because that cancels that one out. So three more of other artists.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of music that I'm enjoying, you know. There's a whole lot of music I'm enjoying. I don't even think. Gabza the Small dropped an album. It's got a nice song with, who's this? With, there's Young Stunner on it and there's Nobuhle, it's called Kola. Love that song so much. What else?
You just got two more. Artists or songs?
Yeah, artists. We can go in artists.
Okay, two more artists that you're listening to or enjoying at the moment.
Well, there's J.I.D. Mm-hmm. J.I.D. is a hip-hop guy, not local, but, you know, love his work also. Yep. And lastly, I can't finish this list without mentioning anything Kanye West does.
So okay.
Kanye West is my hero.
Okay.
If you check my status there on Instagram, you'll see I posted a short clip, and it makes so much sense to me, because whenever I listen to his music, I'd feel more confident, you know, I'd believe in myself more. And he actually said it on this clip, and it's like, if you listen to my music, then you believe in yourself. And I'm like, yeah, so you can't leave Kanye West off that list.
Brilliant. Now, the podcast is obviously listened to locally and all over the world. So bring it out there that you will be collaborating with all these artists and be pounding the pavements all over the world. So as a final message or comment you'd like to give to our listeners, what would you like to say?
I'd like to thank you guys for having me. It's been awesome. It's been awesome. The energy has been amazing. I didn't know I like speaking about myself this much until this moment. I like to speak about myself more, you know. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. Please follow me everywhere on social media at It's Citizen Deep. That's where I keep, you know, everyone posted about my whereabouts, my gigs, music that I'm gonna be releasing. I'd really like to connect you with. And you see, English, I'd really like to connect with you more.
Yes.
You know, on a deeper scale where I get to interact with you guys, not just me talking about myself for the longest of time here. So, yeah, man, just click those follow buttons and, yeah, we can connect.
Brilliant. This is Barrett Edelstein, Slebsvant, signing out with Citizen Deep.